Those of us who live in Western North Carolina are very aware of the fact that one of the most amazing walking trails is right in our backyard. The Appalachian Trail is so convenient to the many devoted hikers in our region that they tend to forget it isn't all just theirs. The Appalachian Trail Conservancy, however, is dedicated to the care of the trail from one end to the other in all the states connected by it. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. New ATC Executive Director and CEO Mark Wenger is well aware of the number of states and the amount of effort that has gone into this incredible walking trail from when it was first conceived until it was officially completed 75 years ago on August 14, 2012. We spoke recently about the Appalachian Trail, and I told him that I am aware there have been many milestones celebrated by the ATC. It took 7 years to build the Appalachian Trail, but this is the first time I've thought about the completion of the trail, and I can't understand why it took so long.
It was an amazing idea, if you think about it. First off, almost unfathomable that it could actually be done, which is a trail that would do two things, that would provide solitude and solace and a wilderness experience at the same time, connecting communities along the spine of the Appalachian from Georgia to Maine. Now, if you think about it, the very idea that he would even begin to cobble together private lands, public lands, forest roads and the such to create a trail, and it would all be done by volunteers, and that in 7 or 8 years you could actually declare that you have a trail in place, I think it's just the most amazing thing that so typically, totally, and could only be America to develop that kind of idea and then have it come to fruition. So that's what we're celebrating is 75 years of having a trail. Now, that doesn't mean for the last 75 years we've all been sitting on our hands. As you well know, there have been challenges in terms of protecting right-of-way, developing permanent pathways, getting trails off of roads, because there was a lot of road walks back then. But yeah, I just think that's such an amazing feat that we're now celebrating 75 years of actually having completed this improbable idea.
It is such an incredible thing. 14 states, countless communities, the federal government, private landowners, and it was all done in 7 years, 75 years ago on August 14th. Now, is that the actual date?
I actually had that research just to be sure about that. But there's fairly good documentation that shows that August 14th was the date they did the final completion of a section of trail up in central Maine. For all practical purposes, at that point, we had a completed trail.
FDR was president at that time. Was it part of his works program?
There were some parts of it that were done by the CCC. There were volunteers. There was Forest Service staff involved. There was federal involvement almost from the beginning. It was a sort of combination of effort that would be very hard today to put together simply because of trying to make sure everybody understood who did what. It was more of a time when so many of the organizations were themselves quite new that the boundaries were not either understood or cared for in terms of the work done. Yes, CCC was involved. I would not be surprised if someone told me they found some historical evidence for, you know, the Corps of Engineers or somebody else. And like I said, I'm not aware of it, but there were just so many different groups and individuals involved in making this happen.
Do you think it could be done today?
It would be, I think, very, very difficult today. Now, I will never say it can't be done because I don't think anyone ever believed that national parks would come about like they did, you know, with the founding of Yellowstone and in the 1870s, I don't think anyone would have believed this trail could have been done. Of course, didn't people say the same thing about the interstate system in the 50s, that it, you know, it was impossible to rid the country with high-speed roads? So, you know, I think it's one of those ideas, and it really can grab the imagination. Even today, I think big ideas can happen. It just has to be something that grabs the imagination. And I have to tell you, I'm quite relatively new director. I remember only having come on board in February of this year. But as a volunteer and club member and hiker, that this trail still holds that magic of that idea, that improbable idea that I can walk the East Coast, if you will, of America from community to community on this little 18, 20-inch wide dirt and rock path.
And it's all maintained by volunteers.
It is a national park. It is part part of the federal government system, but through a very wonderful cooperative agreement, the Department of Interior National Park Service has with us the ability for volunteers to do a number of the duties that would normally be done by the park. And so first and foremost is maintaining the trail. I mean, you think about all the pathways and steps and little bridges and crossings and camping sites and everything. If you didn't have the volunteers, and we do, we have over 6,000 volunteers out of 31 different trail maintaining clubs and groups from Georgia to Maine who embrace the trail and quite frankly have real almost personal ownership feelings towards the trail. And it's that kind of commitment that means that regardless of the recent windstorms that we had, you know, right before the 4th of July, and parts of the trail had trees come down and such on it in Virginia and Tennessee, and yet the maintainers were out there straight away, properly taking down the blowdowns and clearing pathways to make sure.
I do think that it's just amazing.
It really is. And this trail is an amazing feat when you think we have everybody of all stripes, men, women, ethnic group, new Americans, old Americans, the youth, the retired, people from all walks of life participate together on this.
And we're getting ready to get together again.
There's a number of celebrations, and I'll put in a plug for our website, AppalachianTrailConservancy.org, where we're doing a lot of listings of both local as well as national things.
You're new as director of the ATC, so here's a quiz. What are those 14 states?
Georgia, and then North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
One final thought?
The trail is never really completed.
Executive Director and CEO of the Appalachian Trail Conservancy, Mark Wengert. In Asheville, the celebration will take the form of summer games to be held tomorrow at the Highland Brewing Company from 5 to 9 p.m. Details at appalachiantrail.org. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.